again, we want to express our appreciation to all of you for coming out tonight again for another study and investigation of God's truth. We always are grateful to God for his providence, who have permitted us to come to this place again. And I'm delighted to see some for the first time. Thank you for being here tonight. If you would turn to John 5 and verse 39 and 40. I can take a hint real good. Apparently the people in Florida don't like for you to borrow things from. So somebody put a lot of walking canes up here, so don't bother mine. You got some. And I can take a hint. And I thank you. I wish I could take them all back home with me. John 5 and verse 39. The book of John was written to the church of our Lord to prove the deity of Christ. And when I say the deity of Christ, that Jesus Christ is God. And then with that in mind, Jesus said to some Jews, recorded in John 5:39. Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that you might have life. Obviously, you can see what my subject is. In them, you think you have eternal life. Let's go down this text tonight and unpack these two verses. We'll give you interpretation, and we'll make some applications. Is that all right? Don't try to take this down. One of the good sisters has already provided some copies in the back. I want you to look at me and listen. Try to learn a little something tonight. Is that all right? Amen. Point number 139A, we have investigation. You see that? He said such. Point number 2, we have speculation, 39B. Point number 3, we have verification, 39C. Point number 4, we have hesitation, verse number 48. Then point number 5, we have liberation, 40B. You see that? I'm not just making that up. It's in the text. It's some more stuff in the text too. And it's my job as a preacher to unpack it. You know what I'm unpacking? When you unpack stuff, you can see a lot of stuff in there. Now, we're going to unpack this text that the Holy Spirit gave us through the Apostle John. You got it? Now, Jesus said to these Jews, he said, search. What do you mean? Properly probe. Search. I mean, you really need to dig. Get down and get it in the scripture. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. Cut the computer off. Right? Take your cell phone, turn, and really get ready to look in the scripture. He says, search. How that's good at it. Such what, Jesus? The scriptures. What scripture? The past precepts. Now, when Jesus was here, didn't have anything but 39 books in the scripture. Are y'all with me? 39 books in the Bible. 5, 12, 5, 5, 12. Is that all right? 39 books. And in those 39 books, Jesus pointed out to these Jews, he says in the... Are y'all listening? You're looking good, but are you listening? He said, such the scriptures. Then he says, watch it. For in them, possession of them, you Jews have the scripture. And you are speculating and think because you possess the Old Testament scriptures, you think you have eternal life. They were presuming. Presumption. You see that? I'm dealing with the text. And Jesus came, listen, boy. And you know, Paul, I'm doing a little excursion. Now I'm going to leave the text a minute and go to Galatians chapter 2, verse number 21, and Galatians 3, and verse number 21. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, Christ died in vain. And I don't know why you got intelligent people today who've been to all kind of cemeteries. Seminary. Dead as a doornail. Why they can't see that? I know why they don't. They see it, they just don't want to see it. We're not under the law of Moses. Because if the law of Moses could have saved us, Jesus didn't need to come. And Galatians 3 and verse number 21, Paul said, wherefore didn't serve the law? It was added because of transgression till the seed should come to whom the promise made. For if there had been a law given, the law of Moses was a God-given law, but it was something that it couldn't give. It couldn't give what? It couldn't give eternal life. You could not be saved under the law of Moses had Jesus Christ not come. And Jesus said, you search the scriptures. Do some properly checking it out. The past precept. When I say precept, I'm talking about precepts and promises. The law of Moses. Young man, you're not mad, are you? Boy, you looking at me, and I'll tell you what. Man, he got his eyes on me. Boy, he's looking at me. Am I doing all right? Okay, so far, that's good, that's good. In the possession of them, you're presuming. You presume presumption. You think you have eternal life. And there's a verification. You know, a lot of people speculate.
Let me just do this while I'm forgetting.
I spent a lot of years in the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church, in Memphis, and I was an altar boy for the bishop of the diocese of Memphis there. And, you know, I speculated for 15 years that I was saved. I just knew. I knew 900 million Catholic, a billion, you know, all of them can't be wrong. Can I tell you something? They're wrong. You may not know it, but I know they're wrong. That system that they have is not in the scripture. You got it? No prophet in the Old Testament pointed to the Roman Catholic Church for salvation. Nope. It wasn't started by Christ. I know that Roman Catholic came out of the Lord's church. They deviated from the truth. I understand that. But the Roman Catholic Church, as we know today, is not the church of our Lord in no shape, form, or fashion. It's the most diabolic organization in the world. I know what I'm talking about. Do you hate the Catholics? No. But that false doctrine will damn their soul. And brethren, like I said before, as long as I'm black and bald and tongue working from both ends, I'm going to speak the truth. And sometimes I have some of my brethren in the Church of Christ, men and women, black and white, who resent preaching like this. I got news for you. If you don't like the Church of Christ and the doctrine of Christ, leave. Leave. Why stay in the Church of Christ and hear sound doctrine and hate it? Go on to hell first class. Don't come to church, man. Hey, man. Is that good? I mean, if you want to go to hell, go first class. Don't go second class. Or you're going anyway. That attitude. Amen. So verification. Watch this here. And they are they. The prophet's message. All of the prophets pointed to Christ. And John came. Before Christ came on the scene as doing his ministry, John said, and John wrote here, I'm talking about John the Baptist, said, and John the apostle wrote this. John says, and the next day came John, and he says, behold, look at yonder, the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world. Amen. That's what the prophet is talking about. The prophet's message. They are they. The prophet's message, watch it, which testified of me, promised Messiah. All of the Jews knew that when the Messiah would come, the kingdom would come. Amen. The only time we have any problem out of people saying the kingdom not come is with Gentile preachers. All the Jews knew that when the Messiah would come, the kingdom would come. If you could convince a Jew that the kingdom is here, he will accept Christ. Are you convincing that he's Christ? The kingdom would come. That's why when you study Matthew was written to the Jew to convince them that this is David's son sitting on David's throne. Is that all right? Christ Jesus. The promised Messiah. Jesus means Savior. Christ means Messiah, the anointed one. It is not Buddha. It is not Muhammad. It is not, amen, it's Jesus the Christ. Amen. Mary's baby. The Bible tells it in Galatians, I believe it is. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born under the law, made of a woman, born under the law, to redeem the Jews from the law. Why? Because the law of Moses couldn't save them. Amen. Well, let's go a little further here. So the Messiah, what is he going to do? The Jews knew that when the Messiah come, he was going to build the kingdom, going to establish the kingdom. Jews knew that. They had the misconception of the character, of the nature of the kingdom. They thought it was physical, but it's spiritual. That's like denomination people today. They think the kingdom of God is physical. It's going to be physical. That Jesus is going to come back to Jerusalem over in the Holy Land and set up the kingdom and reign for 1,000 years. That is false doctrine. Jesus Christ is already reigning. And he's reigning on David's throne in heaven. And I'm in the Church of Christ and the kingdom of Christ, and I'm reigning right with it. Amen. Is that all right? Aren't you proud to be a member of the Church of Christ? There's nothing dead about the Church of Christ. The only dead folks I see is one won't try to do anything with the church. Church of Christ is not dead at all. Why? Because there's life where Jesus is. Amen. Well, let's go a little further. Then it says, watch it. And ye will not. Pitiful people. Jews were pitiful people. All those years, Moses wrote the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, Deuteronomy, right? Then you had the Hebrew history, right? You had the poetry and the major and minor prophet. And these Jews, all these years, had the law of Moses, the Psalm, and all this concerning Christ. And you know what? They were just like members of the Church of Christ today. What is that? Won't read. A lot of members of the Church of Christ won't read nothing. You read the internet. Internet's not going to get you to heaven unless you're reading the Bible. Amen. Won't read. You've got to read Isaiah 34:16. Isaiah said, seek ye, that word is, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail, or none shall want alike her mate. You got to read it. You read the scripture. Read the Bible. Then we come to the New Testament.
Paul tells Paul Timothy, till I come, give attendance to reading,
exhortation, and doctrine. Acts 17:11.
His brother Keeble says it's one or the other. If that ain't the right one and right first, read all the Acts and you'll run into it.
These were more noble than those of Thessalonica, that they searched the scriptures daily to see those things were so.
Right.
Study the Bible.
Amen.
You want to know Bible? You want to know about marriage? Read the Bible.
Amen.
You want to know about giving? Read the Bible.
You want to know about love? Read the Bible. You want to know about the Church of
Christ? Read the Bible.
Amen.
Now let's stop a minute.
If you're here
tonight and you're looking good, God has been very good to you. He's really blessed you to get here tonight. And if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you're extremely blessed. Why? Because this may be the first time that you heard this. And it's a blessing. I was down in Sparksville, Mississippi, with a man that wrote seven books. ISBN, I mean, he's a smart guy. Smart guy. So he's in the Methodist church. And I asked him, you know, they've been wording with him. You know, my brother kind of weak in some areas, you know. But see, it doesn't intimidate me if you got a PhD and you wrote 5 or 6 books. You're not smart as Jesus. So I just asked him a question. You know, he couldn't get a Bible class with him or nothing. I said, you're a pretty sharp guy, these books. He said, yeah. I said, you're in the Methodist church? He said, yes. I said, then would you write me a 14-page paper on the Methodist church using the Bible only? He said, can't do that. I have to use this. He said, oh, he forgot. I set a trap for him. He knew that the Methodist church wasn't in the Bible.
Amen.
And he could not write a paper on it because he was smart enough to do the research. He said, no, you can't do that. You cannot take the Bible and write a paper on the Methodist church. And the church that you're in, listen to me. You mean tell me you can't write? I tell you what, I can write a paper on the Church of Christ using the Bible only.
That's right.
You mean tell me you're in a church talking about going to heaven and you can't take the Bible and write a paper on it? You mean tell me you're in the Baptist church boasting about you in the Baptist church, John Smith and Amsterdam Holland in 1607, and you can't take the Bible? Do your research. Jesus said, search the scripture. Do your research with the Bible and see if you can find your church in there. I'll guarantee you, if you take the time out to do the research on your church, I'll guarantee you, you'll come out of it if you're honest.
Amen. Amen.
You'll come out. You know what? You won't be mad at me. You'll be trying to look me up on the internet to tempt me for telling you the truth.
Amen.
No, you can't. No. You mean tell me all these different denominations in America and they all claim and say we're Bible believers and they can't take the Bible and do a paper on their church? When I say your church, not necessarily your name. The name, but your doctrine and your origin and all that from the Bible. I can do it with the Church of Christ.
Amen.
Boy, you know that's why I'm like I am. Are you bragging? You can call it what you want, but these are facts. Faith and facts.
Amen.
Proud to be a member of the Church of Christ. I'm helping some member of the Church of Christ here who's on the weak side. You need to get your act together. Amen. Get your act together. You need to be strong in what you are.
Amen.
Oh, I know they wasn't looking for this kind of preacher. I know the what. When they called me, they didn't know what to expect. They called me a black guy from Tennessee. Well, ain't no telling what he might do. He's a good preaching. And you know what I like about this? See, I know you understand what I'm saying. I'm not speaking in the Greek to you.
Amen.
Go home and ask you young people who are going to college, ask your Baptist professor, or Methodist, or Pentecostal, Ask them to write a paper on their church. Turn it in to you. Pitiful people, and ye will not. They were hesitating. Are you hesitating tonight? Son, am I sounding all right? You like this preacher? You like this kind of preacher? You like this kind of preacher?
Well, if you, I'm glad you do, but if you don't, I'm not going to change. I remember when I was young and preaching, and I couldn't do this. I was nervous. I was pinned to the pulpit. But I can preach with my eyes closed. I don't need none of this.
I know it well, I can preach with my eyes closed. This is for you. And it really has a psychological effect on it. It'll make you want to see the end of it. I can get away with preaching a long time when you say, "I just want, when is he going to get to the next part?" But you learn, and watch it, and ye will not, watch it, come to me. Who is it? He's the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 49:10. And the scepter shall not part from Judah. So Shiloh will come. What? Shiloh. You know what Shiloh means? Yes. Bring of peace. Jesus Christ is our peace. Amen. Now we ain't talking about arbitrary matters. Peace between God and man. Right? Jesus Christ is the mediator between God and man. He's the go-between. So if you want to have peace with God, you got to contact Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's go a little further. He's the Messiah. Come unto me. Promised Messiah, Prince of Peace. Then he says,
what?
Liberation. He will not come unto me that you might have life. People. What people? All people. Not just Jews. All people can have eternal life. Right? Come on, all people come to him that they might have life. That's pardon. Remission of sin. Pardon. Remission of sin. To have peace with God means remission of sin. To be made righteous means to have forgiveness of sin. Is that all right? Now let's go a little further here. We are neither Catholic, Protestant, or Jew. We are Christians in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27, Paul said, and now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. I have three more points I want to deal with. I want to deal with Moses' law. Make an application now. I want to deal with man's laws. And we're going to deal with the Messiah's law. Is that all right? Moses' law was for the Hebrews. Deuteronomy 5 at verse number 1. The Bible says, and Moses called all Israel and said unto them, hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgment, which I speak in your ears this day, the Lord, that you may learn, do, and keep them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. The Lord our God made not this covenant with our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. So the law of Moses was given to the Jews. Hebrews. Got it? Is that all right? If I made any mistake in quoting that, you just get the Bible and go behind and just say you made a mistake there. That's why we got the Bible. Sometimes I misquote stuff just to make you read. A lot of times members in the Church of Christ, the preachers get up and quote everything, and he never even opened it. Is that good? Law of Moses was given to the Jews. Right? The law was not given to our fathers. That's what Moses said. This law was not given to our fathers, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. And verse 15 says, therefore, the Lord our God commanded thee choose to keep the Sabbath. Now the us, Moses said, the Lord our God made not this covenant with our fathers. Who were the fathers? Abraham. Well, let's go back. Adam, Seth, Edom, Mahalalel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Lord, Moses wasn't given to them. No, he wasn't given them. It's Adventists say it goes back to the Garden of Eden. If that's true, then how in the world could Adam and Eve, watch it, honor their father and mother when they didn't have them?
That's true.
That's gonna hold in. Maybe you get it when you get home.
go a little further here. Devout Jews, the church in the wilderness, Acts 7 and verse number 30, called the church in the wilderness. They had animal sacrifice, and God set up that system. But watch this. There was no eternal life back here. There was no salvation back there. Is that all right? We went over this already. Is that right? The law of Moses couldn't save you. So, and this is the law that God gave to the Jews, but it was not designed to save you. It was designed to bring the Jew to Christ. Now, I know if these people obeyed what God told them, the blood of Christ would go all the way back and cover them. But this system itself can't save you now. That wasn't designed to save you. And I see individuals, smart people, run back there to get mechanical instruments and music to bring on the Messiah's law. You can't mix them. You cannot mix the two systems. Sometimes you watch the Catholics. Watch the mitre on his head. You know what the mitre is? That's what the high priest wore in the Old Testament. He had a censer in his hand, had the long rope and all that stuff, and it had on his shoulders the Urim and the Thummim, and had 12 stones here representing the 12 tribes of Israel. So you see the Catholic with all that stuff on. You know what they did? See, the Catholic Church is, watch it, Judaism, paganism, and a sprinkle of Christianity. Amen. That's what the Catholic Church is. Oh boy. It's for men. What? Why are you so hard on the Catholic? Well, you just need to know that. Well, let's go a little further. Let's make some more application. Jesus told these Jews, you cannot be saved under this. And the same scripture that you think that you can be saved with is the same scriptures point to me. Then he says, you would not come to me that you might have life. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, if you want eternal life, you got to come to Jesus. Amen. And you must come to Jesus on his terms. Now, I don't care about you being an American. Well, I'm an American. Y'all, do you give me? No, ain't no special privileges. Well, I'm American. I live in Florida, the Sunshine State. Oh, yeah. I want in on that. Won't work. Make some application. Got man's law. The heathens. You know what heathens are? Heathens. Folk hadn't obeyed the gospel. Denominational churches. Talk about that. False doctrine. Right? We talk about these denominational churches. I'm not going to be too hard on you in the number of church, see, because I know where you are. See, it's hard to be, it's not easy. When I'm up preaching like this and you're in a church that's not in scripture and I'm working on that pretty hard and you don't like that. That's hard. And I know where you are. I've got to be nice to you every once in a while. I have to stop and be a little comical to soften it up a little bit. Oh, this is pretty hard. You tell the man he done spent all that money and it, all that choir singing and all that cakewalks and stuff they done in their church and they not going to heaven in it? Singing in the choir and living good moral lives and you going to tell me that I'm not going to heaven and I'm living better than the folks at church in the Church of Christ? Amen. Right? See, the thing is, you're not covered. You're not covered. I did this illustration before with being covered with insurance. See, even when you're covered in insurance, you make mistakes, don't you? But if you make mistakes when you're not covered, but when you have a wreck and you're not covered, can you imagine you say, I'm going to call Allstate and tell them to cover? No, too late now. And at the end, you don't have to wreck. But I can call Allstate and tell them, listen, I've had an accident. Oh, Mr. Shannon, we got a record of you. But you call, who are you? What's your soul? We don't have no record of you. So, you know, it'd be very unwise for a man to drive an automobile without insurance. Amen. And it'd be very unwise to live a life in this world and not be assured by Jesus. See, when you're in Christ, you're covered. Amen. His blood will cover you. But you're not in Christ and his church, you're not covered at all. You better not die. You know, you don't really need no insurance until you have a wreck. Talk back to me, what you need insurance for until you have a wreck? You don't need salvation until, what? You die. See, is that right? See, as long as you're doing like you're doing, so ain't nothing going wrong. But see, the point is, you're going to die. Hebrews 9:27, the record says, and it's appointed on the man wants to die. I don't, David said in Psalm 89 and verse 40, I believe 48 something, what man is it that liveth that shall not see death? You smart ain't you? I told an atheist one time, and these agnostics and these smart folks, I said, are you going to keep from dying? Can you? I said, you're smart, aren't you? Are you going to die? Got it. I don't have met anybody yet that said they weren't going to die. How many of y'all here think you're going to die? You think you're going to live forever? Oh, I said y'all tonight, I'm 63. I don't know if I'm going to make 70. I hope I do. But I doubt if I live another 63 years. And you're 70 something, or 80, or even 90. 55, 25. He said, well, I'm going to, no. You can't bank on your mama. Amen. Well, mama lived to get 90. That don't mean you.
That's true.
They say our days are numbered. What are you saying this for? I want you to think, watch, you better get your life together. Why? Because you're going to leave this world. And the way that a tree falls, that's where it's going to remain. When you die, if you die in your sin, ain't no purgatory. See, the Catholic had me all fooled. I'm running around sinning and sinning and sinning. So, well, if I die, if I get killed something, I'll go to purgatory. But when I started reading the Bible, I said, these Catholics really fooled me. Ain't no purgatory in the Bible. Around there sinning and drinking and gambling and acting all crazy. Talking about a second chance. Once you die, that's it.
Amen.
You better make it right. Well, Brother Sam, are you? I'm talking to you. I'm talking directly to you. And I love you well enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
If you hear and you hadn't obeyed the gospel, Jesus said, go preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Don't listen. Don't mess around with that too long now. Somebody said, well, I'll just wait. I'll just wait. Remember one time a boy in the country, this man had, he had about five girls. And every time one of the girls get married, he would tell the young fella, he said, now listen, you go out here in the barn here and get you one of these calves here, and we can start you a new family. So he ran out there, opened the door there, and the calves started running out. He said, I'll just get the next one. I'll get the next one. Finally, he said, well, there one came out and was the last one. So he reached to grab it by the tail, and the calf didn't have a tail. Sometimes you can wait too late. Are you listening?
Amen.
Is somebody here never been baptized into Christ for the remission of sin? You're not saved. Why? Because God will not save you until after you obey Him. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. What's the gospel? The death of Christ, the burial of Christ, and the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. That He died on the cross, shed His blood, He purchased one church, and all men everywhere to be in the same church, saved by the same Savior, following the same scripture, going to the same heaven.
Amen.
After you hear that gospel, believe it, watch it. You repent of your sin, change your mind about sin, not slow down, stop. Confess Christ as the Son of God, and Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You got to go into the water. Go down in the water, one man, come back another. A new creature. Ain't that simple?
I just don't believe water have nothing to do with it. That's just dumb. That water. You folks in the Church of Christ make me sick. You think God have to watch it. You mean to tell me that's the only way God can save me is just get me wet?
You know, it's a funny thing how the deal is not closed.
You go down and to buy an automobile or a house. What is a signature with a pen got to do with you getting a house? Tell me. They tell you sign right here. Well, I don't want to sign. Well, you can't get the house. You mean tell me this signature with this pen going to hold me up from getting? Yep. Do you believe that? Oh, you don't? You don't? You got a check that's $5,000. And you don't think if you don't sign it with the ink, you won't get your money. Do you know that? Are you people in Florida smart enough to know that? So what difference does that make? What difference does signing make? Makes it legal. Now, you mean tell me I can't get my money to after I sign? No, sir. And they'll tell you. They'll hit the button. Notice, I said, we're going to have some trouble out of this boy here. They hit that button there. Hit that button. Hit it. You see the guard over there? Poof, pull up. Got his pistol. What's going on? Sir, what's the problem here? They won't give me my money. Well, why? I don't want to sign it. It ain't necessary to sign it. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Now, you ain't got to talk about baptism. Just look at that common sense. What would you do? What would you do? And they told you to sign, I don't want to sign. Sometimes I don't want to be baptized. It don't make sense to me. It don't make sense to me not to sign it either. Go get an automobile, sir, sign it right here. Go transact, but they have some errors on the paper, you know, and have it highlighted, sign here. I went to get some money the other day at the bank, and they had so many arrows there. I said, am I in a fight with the angels or anything? There's arrows everywhere. Arrows everywhere. Sign it initially. Took me about 15 minutes to sign all the paper. I said, I don't want to do this. He said, you're not going to get the money either. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Well, some of us have already been baptized, but I'm not in the church of Christ. Watch this. You may be in a hurry and run in and sign your check at the wrong end. And you push it to the teller. And this sweet little girl would say, sir, Mr. Jones, you got to do it again. I don't want to do it again. Don't hit that button again. If you did it, you're sincere, but you signed at the wrong end. You've been baptized, but you weren't baptized for the remission of sin, and you weren't baptized to get into Christ, and you weren't baptized to get into church. So what do you got to do? Once you've been properly taught, just like this guy at the teller there, once he's been properly taught, he got to do it again. He'll do it again if he got good sense. If not, get out of the line. And you think God is going to hold up and change the Bible because you don't want to be baptized like he told you? Oh, no, God ain't going to change nothing. A lot of times they say, well, my mother, she old. God ain't changing nothing because your mother's old. There's a lady at the nursing home next door to the church there. I taught her the gospel. She's 92 years old. You know what she said? She said, you know I can't walk. I said, I'm not worried about you can't walk. She said, well, you know I got to be baptized. I can't get up those steps. And I had a little fever, man. I said, you're going to get unfeeble today. You're going to help me get this lady up here. And we crowned her right up and got her. And you know what? She was easy to baptize. Baptized in Christ. And she's faithful now. And if you're here today, and somebody said, well, you're going to have to do it. Why? Jesus said, do it. Now, you may not like it, come preach it, but I tell you, you may not like it. I'll guarantee you one thing, you understand it. Amen. That good, you understand it. Amen. Huh, over here, let me get back to this. First, it's a false doctrine, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1, Paul said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit and doctrine of demons. Right? That all right? Colossians 2 and verse 21 and 23, touch not, taste not, handle not, at the use of the doctrine, the command of men. Leave that stuff alone. Why? No blood in the Baptist church. No blood of Christ in no denomination. No blood at all. No blood of Christ in the law of Moses. No blood over here. No salvation. No eternal life. Let me quote a passage for you. In Luke chapter 16 and verse number 15, Jesus said, watch it. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourself before men. These denominational churches and I could call their name. Man, old Billy Graham, boy, he's got a birthday coming up. He's going to be 90 years old. And you know what he told him? His son said, we want everybody to send him a card. Isn't that slick? He won't ask for money. Now, you know those folks are not going to send no card unless they put some money in it. False doctrine. Billy Graham never preached the gospel of Christ anyway. And you know what? He knows the truth. He knows the truth. World renowned. Old Jerry Falwell, all of them. We were talking about Reverend Ike, T.J. Jakes, and all of them. Cliff Law, all that false teachers. Right. See, false teachers, you know the devil got false teachers for black folks and white folks. He's slick, boy. Isn't he slick? Oh, but that white man, well, God got something for you then. That's right. The devil got, you know what? I just don't want all the men. George Miles, he got some women. Slick. And you think you have eternal life. You think that you're saved and not. All right. They justify themselves before men, but God knoweth the heart. For listen now, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. All that junk you see on television is highly esteemed before me. Just like the Pope in Rome and traveling all over the country. That's highly esteemed among men, but it's an abomination before God. Amen. The Messiah, the Holy One, right? In Christ, in the one church. See that? Are you listening to me? The Messiah's law. You've got to obey the Messiah's law to be saved. Hebrews 5, verse 89, the record says, get it now, though he, Christ, were a son, yet learned obedience by the things he suffered. And being made perfect, Christ became the author of eternal salvation to all of them that obey him. And Jesus said, my Baptists don't like this. Jesus said, go preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The Baptists don't like that. But I'm sorry. If you want to be saved, you got to obey Jesus. Amen. You got to do it. Look at that. The blood of Christ is in here. No blood outside. No read about no transfusion. You don't give no transfusion to these churches over here. No blood transfusion. All his blood is right here. And the benefits of the blood, if you want the benefits of the blood of Christ, you've got to be in the body of Christ. There's one body of one church. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 has put all things on his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Is that all right? Ephesians 2, 16, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body. Ephesians 3, 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body. And Ephesians 3 and verse number 11, the church of Christ is according to God's eternal purpose. Let's stop. Now, open your Bible right now. All of you. Open your Bible to Ephesians 3, 6, 3, 11. Come on. Just about finished. Pretty good lesson tonight. It flowed pretty good. Ephesians chapter 3:11. Look at it. Would you look at it? I've just been quoted, but I'm going to stop this thing. Look what it says, verse 11, Ephesians 3:11, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, let's go back to verse number 10, and you get it. To the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Then in verse 11 says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus. What do you mean? How old is the church of Christ? There is never a time when the church of Christ did not exist. Amen. Before God made Adam and Eve.
before God created the world, he had the church in mind.
Amen.
And he purposed it in Christ. Somebody said, well, the Church of Christ ain't that old. They ain't only Catholic. What are you talking about? Church of Christ is according to God's eternal purpose. There was never a time when the Church of Christ didn't exist. And there never will be a time when it won't exist. Because the church of our Lord is like the Lord. It's eternal.
Amen.
Amen, somebody. It's spiritual. And I'm proud to be a member of the Church of Christ.
Amen.
I don't know about you. Why? I'm proud to be a member. That's why I want money. I'm not going to do like a lot of members of the Church of Christ. A lot of you got some here. A lot of members of the Church of Christ won't have give. Oh, you sitting here right now. You're sitting right here, right now, just done robbed God all the year. Yeah. Look at your contribution. Oh, I know you wasn't looking for this. I'm talking about members of the Church of Christ. Just what this had here. Didn't have the audacity to take God's money and put it on a CD and brag about how much interest you're getting on the CD, and you're going to die and leave it all here. And going to hell, too. Man, I tell my son, I said, God is blessing you to make $30 or $35 an hour, and you remember the kingdom of God, dear son, and you mean to tell me for the last 10 years you haven't put a quarter in the collection to the Lord? And you think you're just going to go on to heaven and out? No. Son, no. And if you're here tonight and you remember the Church of Christ, and you think you're going to do that? Oh, no. See, you're dishonest. Dishonest people don't go to heaven. You know why Ananias and Sapphira were killed? It wasn't killed come out, they lied. They killed because God killed them through Peter because they were hypocrites. They were pretending like they were just like everybody else. We're good givers. No, they were liars and they were hypocrites. That ain't in here. If you're here tonight and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you need to know that the Bible doesn't teach that the Church of Christ only one going to heaven. You know what it teaches? It teaches that we're the only one got a chance. The rest of them watch, because some of us ain't going. What'd you say? Well, I know the Baptists and Methodists. No, I know they're not going to heaven. So you saying the Church of Christ is the only one going to heaven? No! We're the only one got a chance.
That's true.
Only one got a chance. You got a chance.
Amen.
Blessed are they that do his commandment, that they might have a right to the tree of life. And any, a lot of members of the Church of Christ are not going to make it. Because you're not faithful. And there's a little money here that you have. God just give it to you. He don't want to make a fool out of you. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 17 and 18. Paul said, charge them that are rich in this world's good, that they watch it, be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. See, God can... He can blow on your little money. Be gone.
That's true.
Gone. You remember Gone with the Wind. With Clark Gable.
That little money be gone with the wind.
Don't trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who give it. Brother asked me, he said, Brother Shannon, you giving too much money in the church. I said, oh yeah, who are you? Who are you to tell me I'm giving too much? Everything I own belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
I don't give myself to the Lord. You read over there in Corinthians letter there. These folks first gave themselves to the Lord. When you give yourself to the Lord, your giving won't be easy. It won't be hard.
That's true.
Yeah, breathe. I heard your thing go off to tell me it's time to quit. I heard that. That all right? Now, is that pretty good? So watch it. He's the Savior of the body. Christ is the Savior of the body. Messiah, he's the Savior of the body. It's in him, Jesus. Somebody said, well, I'm saved. Are you in Christ? No. Are you in the Church of Christ? No. Well, you're not saved. Why? He don't save you. He saves it. And he adds you to it. And when you are in it, you're saved. He don't save you outside of the body. Somebody said, Lord, save me out there when I was praying. No. Baptized into the body. And when you are baptized in the body, you're baptized in the Lord, you're saved. You contact the blood, and this is bloody. You're covered. 1 John.
John 5, 11 and 12. Record John said, and this is a record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has eternal life. He that has not the Son has not eternal life. In my conclusion.
You hear today? Have you ever been baptized into Christ for the remission of sin? Do you have any water in your baptistry? Do you have any water in your baptistry?
Yes.
Do you have clothing?
Yes.
Do you have a dress place for the women and the men? Is the water cold or warm or what? It's warm. We don't want to boil them now. Is that right? Now, you know what? Now, you may be here and you're not a member. I'd like to be baptized tonight. All things are ready. See, you have to tell the people time. They think you got to go home and get dressed and come back. No, we got everything right here for you. And the gospel has been preached. Here's your chance. Jesus said, he that believeth in him is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. If you want to be saved tonight, you can be saved. Well, what does salvation mean? It simply means that your state has been changed. What do you mean your state? He's going to change you from darkness to the marvelous light. He's going to take you out of the world and add you to the church. And you're in a different state. God is not going to change your character. You've got to study the Bible and practice what it teaches. That will change your character. But God is the only one who can change your state from being lost to being saved. Now, you want to be saved tonight? Yeah. What do I have to do? Hear the gospel? Believe it? Repent of your sin? Come down these aisles and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And it will take you and baptize you in water. When you come up, you're a member of the Church of Christ. Now, if you're black when you go in the water, that ain't going to change. If you're white when you go in the water, that's not going to change. If you're fat when you go in the water, that's not going to change. But you'll be transferred or translated from darkness to the marvelous light. You'll be a new creature. You'll be in Christ. You'll be born again. Of God, and join that with Jesus Christ. Song leader, come on up. If you're here tonight, why not tonight? All things are ready. The gospel has been preached. Why not come tonight as together we stand and sing?